The lawyer for disgraced former Vancouver Whitecaps women's soccer coach Bob Berarda says he should not spend more than 8 months in jail for sexual offenses involving teenaged girls. Berarda pleaded guilty in February to 4 charges, including 3 counts of sexual assault and 1 charge of sexual touching while in a position of authority. The victims, whose identities are protected by a publication ban, were all players on the teams he coached between 1988 and 2008. Berarda's defense lawyer Bill Smart argued in North Vancouver Provincial Court Friday, September 2, that he should face 8 months in jail followed by 4 months of house arrest. The defense has accepted he's got to go to jail. He's got to have handcuffs put on him and be led out of court. The question really is, what's the right jail sentence that's required? He asked. At a sentencing hearing held in June, Crown lawyer Linda Ostry argued before North Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Deanne Gaffar that Berarda should be sentenced to 2 years less a day in jail. But a longer jail sentence may be counterproductive, Smart warned, as it could undermine Berarda's efforts at rehabilitation. You've got someone where there is a low risk of reoffending. He doesn't need to go to jail to protect society. He's had 14 years to demonstrate that, he said. Smart said because of the notoriety of Berarda's case, both local and international, he now bears a permanent stigma and that any Google search of his name will reveal his past behavior. We submit extraordinary publicity and coverage over his misconduct has been frankly overwhelming. He has been publicly shamed and humiliated in the media and on blogs. We say denunciation of general deterrence has already largely been accomplished by this negative publicity, Smart said. He'll never be able to fully move on in his life. According to an agreed statement of facts jointly submitted by the Crown and Defense, Berarda had a pattern of establishing a professional relationship with some of the players he coached before pressuring them into sexual relationships. The earliest charge dates back to 1988 when Berarda was 21 and the victim was 17. Another victim came forward about Berarda based on his similar behavior in 1990. In the case of the third victim, he briefly touched her breast while giving her a massage in his apartment following an injury. Another player told investigators she quit competitive soccer simply to escape Berarda's advances. In victim impact statements read out in court in June, the victim said they were afraid of rejecting Berarda or of anyone finding out because he had influence over their careers in soccer. They also spoke of the lasting impacts Berarda's conduct had on their mental health. In a 10-minute speech before the court, Berarda apologized directly to his victims. I am truly sorry, to each of you for the pain, the upset and the trauma my behavior has caused you. I cannot find the words to adequately express the depth of my regret, sorrow, shame and even self-loathing I've been filled with for all these years, he said. An apology from me today probably means very little to you, but maybe it will mean something in the years to come. I'm here today to take responsibility for my actions and the impact I've had on you. Berarda also addressed his family and friends and those he let down in the rest of the soccer community. I apologize for the harm I have caused and for the disgrace and embarrassment I have brought to the sport that I love, he said. Although not an excuse for his behavior, Berarda explained he'd lived with a lifelong sense of inadequacy, which affected his judgment and made him selfish, he said. I did not understand the importance of keeping my personal relationships separate from my player-coach relationships. I lacked self-awareness and an understanding of the power imbalance that existed. In arguing for a lighter sentence, Smart argued Berarda's guilty plea should be considered, as it spared the victims from having to testify and feel victimized once again. He also read out letters from other players Berarda coached, not to excuse his behavior, but to speak to the positive influence he'd had on their lives. Smart said Berarda knows he will be spending time in jail where he fears how he will be treated by other inmates, suggesting he may need to be put in protective custody. Since his arrest in 2020, Berarda has been under bail conditions forbidding him to go anywhere where people under the age of 18 are likely to be. Berarda is due back in court for the remainder of his sentencing hearing later in September. Brichter at nsnews.com twitter.com/BrentRichter